This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, November 17th, brought to you by Farm Credit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, the Agriculture Department is opening enrollment for the second phase of its $16 billion Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, as well as for the Milk Loss Program. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce said the SDRP funding, which was authorized by Congress last December, will allow producers to be indemnified for losses that did not exceed their crop insurance deductible. Fordyce said it addresses a clear gap in previous disaster additions. This is the second round of the SDRP rollout. The first started in July and focused on indemnified losses based on crop insurance and non-insured crop disaster assistance program data. Fordyce also announced the agency is opening signups for the $1.65 million milk loss program, compensating producers who were forced to dump milk or remove it from the commercial market due to adverse weather in 2023 and 2024. A USDA press release says producers who lost some commodities while stored in on-farm structures in 23 or 24 may also qualify for up to $5 million through the On-Farm Stored Commodity Loss Program. Enrollment for those two programs opens the 24th of November. The Trump administration today released a proposal to redefine waters of the U.S. that to conform with the Supreme Court's ruling in Sackett versus U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The proposal comes after the EPA held 9 public listening sessions across the country over the past year. In its latest iteration of the rule, the EPA said that key terms such as relatively permanent, continuous surface connection, and tributary would be defined to better outline the scope of WOTUS consistent with the Clean Water Act. The proposal establishes that jurisdictional tributaries are required to connect to traditional navigable waters. The new rule would reaffirm that wetlands must be indistinguishable from jurisdictional waters through a continuous surface connection. EPA touted the proposal to cut red tape for industry, including farmers and ranchers. That proposal will be up for a 45-day public comment period once it's posted in the Federal Register. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern shareholders have overwhelmingly voted to move forward with a proposed merger, both companies announced last week. Nearly 99% of Norfolk Southern Corporation shareholders voted in favor of the merger. 99.5% of Union Pacific did so, that according to press releases from each company. The deal still needs to receive Surface Transportation Board approval. Soybean futures at the Chicago Board of Trade were 12 to 32 cents higher today, supported by comments from President Trump that China will show up as a large buyer of U.S. soybeans later on in the marketing year. This comes after Friday's report from the USDA showed minimal export sales of U.S. soybeans to China during the course of the government shutdown, totaling 332,000 tons versus 12 million metric tons promised after the meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi. In addition, the National Oilseed Processors Association reported today that its members crushed an all-time record 227.64 million bushels of soybeans in October. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Credit. From the countryside to the capital, Farm Credit customers, directors, and employees are in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and urge Congress to pass Farm Bill 2.0. Farm Credit has supported rural America and agriculture for more than 100 years and will continue to be there for our customers in good times and bad. While every customer's story is unique, they share a common thread. Farm Credit helps them grow. Now they're counting on Congress to deliver a Farm Bill 2.0 to ensure rural America remains strong for the next generation. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.